This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An Israeli airstrike on a Gaza school compound killed around 100 people, Gaza Civil Emergency Services said on Saturday. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
This building in Gaza City used to be a school. Then it was a shelter. Now it's just rubble. An Israeli airstrike hit the building on Saturday morning, killing at least 80 people. It's one of the deadliest strikes in the 10-month-old war between Israel and Hamas. Now concrete chunks and twisted metal lay atop a blood-soaked floor. The Israeli military has acknowledged the strike, claiming it's hit a Hamas command center within the school, something Hamas denies. One witness says the strike hit without warning before sunrise as people were praying at a mosque inside. The strike comes as American, Qatari and Egyptian mediators renew their push for a ceasefire agreement. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The White House says they are deeply concerned about reports of civilian casualties and are awaiting more information from Israel. Brazilian authorities are working to piece together what exactly caused a plane crash in Sao Paulo. Ryan Cheng from Reuters has more.
Brazilian carrier Volpas, which operated the plane, said there were 57 passengers in total and four crew members on board. A local news outlet interviewed two men who said they missed their flight. Flight tracking software showed the plane's path. It took off from Cascavel in the state of Paraná and was bound for Sao Paulo's international airport. It entered an unusual final circling motion before hitting the ground in the town of Vinhedo, some 50 miles northwest of Sao Paulo. A Brazilian aviation engineer told Reuters that a buildup of ice could have caused the plane to stall and spiral in the way it did, but investigators say it's too early to determine the cause of the crash.
Ryan Chang from Reuters.